Hi, this is Lisa. I thought I'd open up for about 30 minutes. I couldn't sleep. I want to talk about why are we targeted? I've been over and over and over this so I've beaten the dead horse. I just when I think I have it, this is it. Then I thought it was something else. Then I found that. And then I thought it was something, I mean, this has just been up and down and back and forth. There's multiple reasons why we could be targeted. First off, the biggest, the one thing that led me to find the main reason was I knew it was end times. I knew that in 2013 down in Florida, while filming air stalking, I noticed there was something wrong with the sun. It wasn't our sun. Our sun is not huge and just electrified, almost morbid looking to me. Scary, terrifying. And all the chemtrails, I knew they were hiding that. I knew. And one morning, I seen what appeared to be four tremendously big white objects in the sky where the sun is to the west. To the east, excuse me. No, to the west. And I knew everything was wrong. They shouldn't have been there. And what are these four objects, And I set up my tripod, and the next morning I did it again and again, a couple mornings straight. And there they all were. There was no denying it. This was massive, and this was. I jumped on the internet, and I spent my time trying to find somebody of reasonable credibility that could tell me what am I seeing, what's going on. And lo and behold, I was fortunate that I found someone named Patty Broussard, who, other than getting dates wrong, she had it all down pat. This is where I learned that there was a second sun in our system, comes around every 3,600 plus years. Sometimes it's really bad, and it comes around and it's maybe every 70 to sometimes 40 to 70 years, that would be the destroyer, also known as the frightener. And then there is the one that comes around every 3,600 or so years. Some call it Planet X. It's also the Nibiru system. It's not just one planet. And others might call it, it has an old ancient name from the Atlantean era that no one is telling us about, and we deserve to know this. You deserve to know. It's called Imaru, and these planets are here. They're not coming. They're here. I can look out the window and almost see them. They're huge, and some seem to have a life of their own. You need to know this because it will cause people's hearts to fail, as it says in the Bible. I'm trying to find my files. I'm going to try to find them by tonight. Discussed that the Bible, I knew there was problems with the Bible. My grandmother knew it. It was a minister for a long time. I think it was meant for her to tell me, look outside the Bible, something's wrong. It was meant for her to tell me that. I think if all TIs try to look back from their childhood up, teens up, you're going to find something. There's an event somewhere that you're missing that happened. For me, I was left at a military base when I was a baby. The demons let me know. Yes, they're demons. They are the disembodied spirits of the fall of the Nephilim, the giants. Same thing. Which means they're the children of the original fallen ones. The Book of Enoch describes this very well and talks about a future generation. Matter of fact, he says the 70th generation, and he said it would be in this time, end times. And he talks about these fallen ones. Now, they were all, I believe, put away. They're destroyed. They're gone. But their children, their ancestors, descendants, continue on. What we're seeing in Gang Stalkers is, in my opinion, and it's not just me, but it's also Scott Hensler, whom I wish you anyone that hears this would listen to. Scott Hensler Network on Blog Talk. He also has scotthensler.org, and he's now being targeted. He was involved with radio frequencies on the cell towers. They actually flew a plane into his roof about 16 years ago, and he became infested with demons, and he crawled into Chuck Missler's ministry. He's fortunate to live near there. Very high level guy, minister. And he helped him recover, and he started a ministry. He was a bodyguard. I'm sorry, body snatcher for the police. And he's a minister. He's a deliverance minister. That really threw me out. I have demons. And apparently, according to him, we do. Now, either we have demons or we're being demonized. I agree. We're being demonized. What we're seeing in these gang stalkers, you know, that, you know, whether they rape or whatever, the offenses that they take are just, and they're getting away with it. And it's because, now I'm going to go methodically here. They are the lawless ones. They cause offenses. They like to attack, do battle, work destruction on the earth, afflict and oppress. They're the fatherless reprobates. They're the evil spirits of the giants. This is what we've been contending with. I think some of the neighbor gang stalker types are on their way to becoming Nephilim. That's according to Scott Hensler, and I agree with him. He also works with a military minister who's seemingly knows an awfully lot about our targeting, and I mean a lot, both technologically and spiritually as well. And he says that they're feeding off our anxieties and fears, and he's adamant that we're dealing with the disembodied spirits of the fallen ones, the watchers, the ones that Enoch warned us of, to the 70th generation. That's us. It might have been our parents. It's still, it was in our lifetime. It's us. I have to agree with that. Now, according to the Book of Enoch, it's in chapter 10 and 15, and, you know, and also the Book of Giants. These books were taken out of our Bible. Now, I know that the Bible, you'll hear me speak. I'm angry that the Bible has really been manipulated, and it has. And it's obvious, you know, when I put it all together, we're dealing with those in control that stayed behind the scenes and didn't come out until right before, you know, 9/11. I just equate it with that. That's just me. You know, actually, you know, you go back to World War II and you find out, whoa, they were Nazis, but they were being supported as well. And, you know, you have to question who's really running this earth. And the research I show goes back to probably the original Anunnaki and their descendants, their bloodlines. And we're just not told anything. We've been lied to about everything. But they also like to put truth in with lies. And they like to give us the truth, like throwing breadcrumbs at us, so to speak. So I do see that the Bible, it does have a lot of truth in it. And it does. I'm trying to find my files that show that the Bible is all about end times. And these demons and TIs and how to fight them. I think that we're supposed to remain faithful, obviously. And all my life, I was a Christian. All my life, I prayed to God. I never had a moment where I didn't think anything different. Nobody could have swayed me different. But the targeting was so bad that I got to a point where I just didn't believe there was a God anymore, understandably. And then I realized a lot of it was mind control. And if you really get into the Nazis and the Bushes and all them, and those that are running our country, you realize that they really are demonic. They really are Luciferian. There's no getting around it. They are. So, according to, in the Book of Enoch, chapter 15, he says, "Fear not." This is what was told to him, though righteous man and scribe. He was a righteous man. And they came to him, the watchers of heaven, and they spoke to him. They interceded for him. And he was explaining who the watchers were. And, they have defiled themselves with the blood of women and have begotten children with the blood of flesh, the children of men. They've lusted after us. And, we're really up against the almighty evil. So evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies because they are born from men and from the holy watchers. Excuse me. This is their time on earth. They are the spirits of the giants. They afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, work destruction on the earth, cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. So that's what we're up against. You see, it's end times, and it's their time to come back and roam the earth with Satan. And they will be just for a little while. And the Bible says that Satan rules this earth. He walks this earth. And Satan rules the airwaves. And if you think of the targeting, we're dealing with airwaves. Electronic or not, it's airwaves. And this is what we're up against. And there are humans who have, they've sold us out to these beasts. And I would call gang stalkers beasts. That's my opinion. Now, we have a program of Satan that was going on that was unbeknownst to us. It's a program of a false antichrist for the real one. I believe that this Skynet is the vessel for the antichrist. Somewhere in the background in this world, behind the new world order, is the real one. We have been betrayed by intel ops, informants, whom purposely persecuted God's people. Again, the Nazis' main mission was to destroy American Christian families. And this is to counterfeit the second coming of Christ and the restoration of all things. I got to tell you, I'm gang-stalked, and they really are evil. I'm going to say they're Lucifer's army. And this is supposedly under the Lucifer Project. I believe, according to Barbara Awo, who wrote a lot of this up in the 90s, before it came to me, Christians would be betrayed by, which is organized gang stalking, to intelligence organizations by friends, neighbors, and family. That did happen to me overnight. Intelligence organizations will assist the military, I've seen this, to persecute God's people. I always consider myself a child of God. I'm no one special either. I'm not an evangelical. I'm not overwhelming 24/7 Christian. I just knew all my life not to say GD. I knew there was just certain things you didn't do in life. And my grandparents didn't sit around and read me anything, out of the Bible that I just knew. I can't explain it. This targeting has had me, some have said this is getting our inequities out. I fully disagree. I don't think women getting raped is getting their inequities out. I don't think getting targeted with these weapons and electronically and whatever is, and masers and microwaves, this is not getting my inequities out. This turns you into something you're not, because the pain is just, the pain weapons and the mind control are just, off the charts. And remember, there's somebody behind it who's directing orders to a computer to read things into our mind that are not us. They actually have anti-God weapons and God, voice-to-God weapons. It's obvious they don't believe in God, and they feel that they are. This kind of evil, this level was seen before, and that's where Enoch came in. Also, the Gnostics. They described a lot of this too. So we have martyred targeted individuals by New World Order's slow, torturous, inquisitional assassinating agents of deceit. It's a betrayal to destroy the U.S. For superior father generals, that's black popes, and general councils, Jesuit provincials, and coadjutors throughout the world. They worship Lucifer, and they do. It's plain and simple. And they do seem to go all the way back to the Anunnaki as well, which are considered the fallen ones. For purposes of obfuscation and maintaining a spirit of compliance, the Society of Jesus employs and finances the following services: the NSA, the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, the OSS, which went when merged into the CIA, the ONI, FBI, the CIA, the DIA, the DEA, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, NASA, the Federal Reserve, the Internal Revenue, the Congress, and other federal agencies as deemed necessary. Again, I'm going to maintain a spirit of compliance here and just tell you, the Society of Jesus employs and finances every one of them. This is just, it's shocking to me also. And it's called the Death of the Phoenix. And if you notice that they do use the emblem, the Phoenix. I know a victim who was targeted when she reported major corruption. They came after her, motorcycle gang, and they had the Phoenix, and they had the CIA Phoenix emblem. There you go. So, they've betrayed all of us. And this is basically, if not to a T, what happened to me. My crime, I was in a lawsuit. My husband was left for dead. And I've told this before. And it was on one of their job sites, unbeknownst to me. It was a New World Order, the military-industrial complex kind of thing. Did go through Wall Street. I was supposed to win 99%. Now, there were some ones that came in my house when I tried to put my home on the market 1 week after I bought it, if that tells you anything. I mean, I had them coming everywhere. And everything that's in Deuteronomy that would say someone is cursed is basically some of the things they're doing. Let's just say they're cursed. They do. Cursed is anyone in Deuteronomy 27 through 30 by God and through Moses. And you have to understand, these people went back to the old Moses laws. I mean, this is twisted. This is some twisted people here. Very deep occult, very. And that's why I say I think we're martyred. A literal slaughters, like lambs. They're slaughtering the lambs. But think about this. For instance, cursed is anyone who moves their neighbor's boundary stone. They were doing that to me, except with the brass, the copper poles on the corners. They were hooking them to their trucks and pulling them out. Somebody in a pickup truck and some cops. And my aunt and I and another gentleman, we just stood there staring at them. This was in a busy town and a very nice neighborhood. And that's what happened. And I believe that there are tribes that a lot of us stem from that are cursed. God cursed the tribes of Reuben, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. There is another person who claims that we are ancestors of these tribes through Moses. And he ordered them to go after the giants, and he said they were afraid. When they went ahead, they were, some call them spies, they were scouts. And they seen the giants. They were, and we're talking 50 feet high. And the giant, these people, not all of the members of the tribe leaders, there were, I think there were only two that agreed to go, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But these other tribes leaders, they said no. They were terrified. They were not going. In other words, here's God saying, "I'm telling you to go, and I'm going to back you up. You'll be all right." And they refused to listen to One, they didn't listen to God, and two, they didn't have faith in God, going up against 50-foot giants who were devouring mankind back then. I mean, they were slaying mankind everywhere. They were DNA changing everybody, to animal to human to, you know, these were really defiled, wicked, horrible, and much like what they're doing now, DNA-wise, much like what they're doing to TIs, much like what they're spraying over us and changing our DNA, is putting implants in us, burning. I get shot and burned in all my main arteries. Out of nowhere, I'll get shot straight through my knee or straight up my foot. Straight up, I get shot through my head and vagina. You know, this is not normal. This is far, far from it. Yes, it's been going on 50 years, but so too has end times. Yeah, again, these are heavy occult. So they have been loving it. I mean, it's as far back as the 50s, they had CERN. And you have to get into CERN to understand what all that is. And it came from the Philadelphia experiment. And they have over 30, 40 of them now around the world. Don't be fooled, you know, by that big one. There's more even in China. Then, and this is how they're doing synchronicity. It's brought down the veil, the wall that was placed up there by God to protect us from these evil spirits. That came down. That wall's been down. It's down. It's been down. So some say that there's someone who thinks that we are cursed because of who we come from. And I believe that could be true. I don't know. I have asked for forgiveness on all my ancestors going all the way back. Has it helped? No. But at least I'm covered on that, I assume. And then every time I get saved or every time I do this, these terrorist demons will fly by. They'll carpet bomb me. They'll attack me even more. They'll gang stalk like crazy because I just got saved. And they'll do it, and then they'll have something come out of my mouth that's ungodly. That's not me. This is not me. Then I'll get saved again, and they'll do it again. Then I'll get saved again, and they'll do it again. Does this sound like normal mind control? None of it is anyway. It's all foul and defoul. Shooting in me right now is defoul. They are warping my legs and feet as if I'm... You know, I don't know. When they shot me in half and I was in the hospital, I was thrown around by them like a piece of trash, like a rag doll. And I was on less than 40%. They threw my Bible off my chest, stripped my gown off, left me there naked. They were so hate angry. Never seen this kind of anger in my life. They were climbing walls. They were climbing walls. And this is about to end. I'm sorry. I will be back. I'm going to leave this out here. Maybe someone can listen in and maybe it'll hit something in your mind. Maybe you'll get an aha moment. Maybe you can help me figure it out because I believe they're cursed. I believe we are part of prophecy, but something's wrong and I'm going to continue. Just bear with me as I'm being horribly. I will not stop. I will not be silenced. And they are targeting Christians ministers now, too. Just letting you know that. I had the word a few hours ago. And he was a former cop, body snatcher. And he's been a deliverance minister for 15 years or more. He's now getting attacked. You get it? See, they're feeding off of me. I'm not going to let them. I'm tired of it. I'll be back. Check for the next one. We'll call this segment one.